Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
So this week I'm in the studio with my good friend, Shelley Stockton. She's from Northern Virginia, and she's the wife of Greg and the mother of five beautiful girls. And it's just really a delight to have you in the studio this week.
Thank you. Good to be here, Lee.
It's been a long time. How many years have you been with us now?
Wow. About 14, 15 years. Yep.
So thanks for all that you did and hanging in there with us.
Oh, it's been a joy, Lee. It really has.
It is fun. It's been good friendships and good work and good time. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of telling stories about our homeschooling experience. It's just really nice to have you here. So thanks.
Oh, my pleasure. I remember one day, particularly, I was washing dishes at the sink, and my daughters came in and said, "Mom, come out and look at this bug on a tree." And of course, I didn't want to leave the kitchen. And so finally, they drug me out with soapy hands, and they were pointing to this tree. And I thought, okay, yeah, I've seen a tree. Thanks, hon. You know, I'm going back inside. What I didn't see is there was the stick bug that actually looked like it belonged to the tree. And I said, okay, thank you, hon. That's beautiful. And I started to walk back inside, and they said, "No, Mom, really look." And they taught me to attend, Lee, mm-hmm. because they had so much interest in learning that I learned as an adult now, okay, slow down.
Yeah.
There's more to learn. You only see in part. Mm-hmm. There's another part that you can learn and see.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history, from Aristotle and Augustine to Shakespeare and C.S. Lewis. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.